In 2011, Sally, my wife, and I went to the South Pole to renew our vows, and the not on a cruise, but on a true expedition where we left South America, went on by plane to Glacier Airport, then another small plane to the actual magnetic South Pole, where there was we were there for the centenary or the 100th anniversary of Amundsen in discovering the South Pole, and where the sun never goes down, and it was 40 below zero without wind chill. And as I recall, because very few people know that the South Pole is on a mountaintop, many people suffered from oxygen deprivation. Sally and I didn't, but every morning Sally and I got out, and Sally made me run—not really run in the South Pole, but move quickly 5 kilometers and back because she said we needed our exercise. We're one of the few people to have been to the actual magnetic South Pole, and as far as we can tell, we're the only people that have ever been married at the South Pole. It was a great, enjoyable experience, and it's just one of the things that I've done to push the edges of the envelope. One more thing that I've done to get out of my comfort zone.